Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
It is time to talk to our guy, Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can hear him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan, and it's all brought to you by our good friends at The Landing in Liberty. And Ben, here we are. The NBA Finals are over. The football training camps are kind of, you know, into the future far enough. We've got baseball gearing up right now. But I was driving in and I was listening to you talk about Robert Kraft, and it brought up a question that I have. You've got Robert Kraft and Jerry Jones that are trying to get one more championship, to see one more title. The Cowboys or the Patriots? Which organization is set up better to win a championship in the near future?
Yeah, so Robert Kraft, I ranted about him in the middle of the night because he said that the Patriots are going to have more fun this year. And because we know it's very important to have fun. Does your boss ever come in and say, you guys need to have more fun? I don't know. I would, if I was betting, and I do like to bet, I would take the Patriots because the Cowboys haven't done anything since I was in my 20s. I'm now, I'm much older now. So, the Patriots, assuming Drake May continues to climb up the mountain, I like Mike Vrabel. The Cowboys don't have a coach. Schottenheimer's kid is just a fill-in coach. And I've seen Dak Prescott in big games. He often needs a diaper. So I would take the Patriots and I would bet on Drake May. And you figured, yeah, they have the Bills in that division, but the Jets are mediocre and the Dolphins are going in the wrong direction. So they should be back in the playoffs. And my money would be on the Patriots.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where my money would be as well. I know my money's probably not going to be on Pittsburgh. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is back finally, but also saying it's going to be his last year and he doesn't want to be heard from again. What percentage of that is truth?
All right, so well, it is true he said it because I heard him say it. The chances of him actually going away and just disappearing. Normally, I look at it like this. We both do. You know, you guys have a very successful show. I've got the little overnight show. I always love when people have to announce their departure. Like Aaron Rodgers, I'm going to announce I'm probably done. And then he's like, "Here's what I'm going to do. You're never going to hear from me again." It's like people that call a radio show. I'm never going to listen to you again or whatever. I was like, okay, just go away. You don't announce. It's not an airport. You don't have to announce your departure. And all that. And plus, the other thing is, if the Steelers make the playoffs, and they're always right around the playoffs, if they make the playoffs and they end up playing, let's say they play the Chiefs, they win wild card round, they play the Chiefs in the divisional round, and it's a close game, you think Rodgers, assuming he's healthy, is going to go away, go in the middle of nowhere? No. He'll come back. I would say there is a 20% chance he actually retires. I think there's an 80%. I think there's an 80% chance he comes back. Unless he gets hurt, obviously you can't. Those things you can't predict.
So I'm kind of new to these things, Ben. So if I'm crazy on this idea, then it's fine. But I've kind of been around you and Fesco for a while now. Why wouldn't you, if you're Fox or CBS and you heard that audio clip, why are you already not putting together a package to have Aaron Rodgers be on your pre- and post-game show?
Well, first of all, Dusty, I guarantee you, based on the few people I know, and I'm certainly not connected that well in television, I know a few people, that Rodgers will have multiple offers to do television. It's guaranteed. He'll have podcast offers. You know, he's probably already got them. So he'll have all that stuff, like 100%. Because it's, you know, it's one of those, like the old line, right? The people that, it's like they used to say about Howard Stern back when he was, when he still had his fastball. Like when people listen when they're upset, people listen because they like you, and they listen more when they're upset. The same thing with Rodgers. Like people get all worked up into a tizzy, you know, over Rodgers, but you listen to what he has to say. So I guarantee you he's going to have multiple network TV offers, whether it's Fox, NBC, CBS, or Amazon or whoever. So he's going to have that. Whether he wants to do it or not, I guess it depends how much money there is. And I could see him just hanging out, moving to Austin, and doing a podcast with Rogan, you know, just becoming buddies. And they're already friends and doing something like that. But he's going to be in the media. I think there's a good chance, even if it's just like podcasting, he'll be doing. He's not going to move to a shack in Montana. How about that?
Ben Maller with us here on 96.5 The Fan. And, you know, the questions about Aaron Rodgers abound of where he could end up afterwards. Do you think ESPN hires him to improve their NBA coverage?
Oh, my God. Oh, so bad. I didn't know this. My colleague Colin Coward was drafted by the Portland Trailblazers last night. I had no idea. I was hoping I would be drafted by the Clippers, but they did not take me, unfortunately. I do hear Jim Rome was picked by the Lakers, so there was that last night. My goodness. I thought the finals coverage was bad. They not only did they do the Coward thing, but they, I think it was on SportsCenter, they came back from break and they were rolling B-roll. They said, here's Cooper Flagg. And it was Ace Bailey, who, if you know what these guys look, is the complete opposite of Cooper Flagg. Like, you could not, I mean, there's a racial component there. Like, it's, man, was that bad. Like, again, I go back to it. Like, when I was a kid, ESPN was the gold standard. I know I'm old now, but are they even trying? Like, who's doing the hiring? Like, they got a bad GM, I would think. Like, I mean, what are you doing? That was slop. Now, I watched it because I was looking for content, and I did not expect to get content, Bob and Dusty, from the broadcasters screwing up. I did not think, that was not on my bingo card of things that I was going to end up talking about, but we ended up talking about it because it was so bad. It's like, were they trying to be bad? Was this like an act of sabotage during the NBA draft? It was that bad. I was texting some people. I was like, what's going to happen next? I couldn't believe it. It's wild.
Yeah, three things from the draft that I don't know if I believe. One, I feel like the NBA has to have a different like sounder when the pick is in. I thought I was watching the NFL draft when that sounder hit. I was like, wait, this is NBA, not the NFL. I get it. It's ESPN. Two, Cooper Flagg, right? Like, this is it. This is like the future, the face. And three, I saw a very, very good poll question from a buddy of mine who does radio in Houston. And he calls him Cooper the American Flag, which I think is a great nickname. And two, if he's successful, Ben Maller, let's say he goes out there, wins Rookie of the Year, and then he wins MVP. Could he ever be more popular than Caitlin Clark?
Caitlin Clark's at a different level. I'm going to go yes, though. I think there's still many more people that are NBA supporters, even with their issues with the ratings and all that, than the WNBA. But like, Caitlin Clark's crossed over, which is obviously the issue, Dusty, right? She's no, it's not really about sports as much with her. I get a lot of people watch Caitlin Clark. They're not fans of basketball even. They just love her story and they love what she represents and all that because of, you know, the fact that she's the face of women's basketball. People are watching that are not fans. So I'm going to go yes, though. If he is like LeBron James level impactful, I'll go yes on that. But by the way, Dusty, my favorite story from the draft is Ace Bailey, who tried to rig the draft, much like, you know, in the NFL, Eli Manning and certain guys have rigged the draft because they want to play for certain teams. Well, Ace Bailey did not want to play for the Utah Jazz, and Danny Ainge drafted him anyway. I loved it. I thought it was hilarious because I'm so tired of those guys who manipulate the draft. He tried to do it, And he failed miserably. So I thought that was cosmic justice.
Really, really funny stuff. Yeah, I don't want to play for this team. We'll select you anyway. Now you're going to play for our team or in the NBA. I mean, a lot of these guys get traded absolutely, you know, right away. And so maybe he moves on. Maybe they find somewhere to send him. Do you think by the time the season starts, do the Knicks have a coach or not?
Well, I think to save money, you know, your owner, Mr. Dolan, there is always looking for ways to save money. They should have like a committee. They could have a raffle and, you know, have different fans like every five nights. I know 7 nights in the week, but they play like 4 or 5 games a week. They could have a fan from the different boroughs in New York coach. And then whoever has the top record after like 2 months of the season, would it be the person from Long Island? Would it be the guy over from you know, from Harlem or the Bronx or whatever? And then whoever has the top record, they get the full-time job. And then you're tying in, it's like cross-promotion with the different boroughs in New York. And you can even have someone from Jersey if you want. You can have them as coach. I think it's a great strategy not to hire a coach because the Knicks, as you know, Bob, since the 70s, have had coaches for the draft. It hasn't worked. So now they're trying something new, right? Why not?
Ben, I want to ask you this because 42,000 people went to this yesterday. 42,000 people in a day game in the middle of America went and watched this game yesterday. And I think baseball knows what its gateway to the future is. It's exploiting young superstar pitchers because Miz versus Skeens yesterday sold out in Milwaukee on a day game in the summertime because, one, Fox did a great job promoting that. MLB did a great job of promoting it. And they finally saw a result in something that they actually put all their chips in the middle of the table because Bob and I were doing the radio show last Friday. And I was like, ooh, Wednesday, 1 o'clock, that's a pretty big matchup. Monday we heard about it. Tuesday we heard about it. Wednesday, sell out Milwaukee. And I watched every inning. It wasn't, you know, what it lived up to be, but the Miz beat the Skeens, and maybe we have a new rivalry in baseball. Maybe we have two supers. I mean, Skeens will be in New York, I assume, in a year. But but how about that, though? Baseball's got its idea. They got to see that grew quick. How do they keep doing that? I know talent's got to be there, but it's there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like the Skeens thing, though, it's like I was ranting about that, too, because Mizorowski was so good. And it's like, if only he had like the hot girlfriend, right? Because that's what put Skeens at the next level.
Well, Twitter
right?
said Livy left Paul last night after the game and went with the Miz.
Well, that could be. Yeah. Well, then there you go. Then the Brewers, they move up to the top. But that, like, I was watching too. And as like, I saw that they had that stat, I think it was on the broadcast or maybe it was after one of the nerds are like, there's been 14 total pitches over 101 miles an hour in the first inning this year. And 13 of them are from Mizorkowski, the guy from the Brewers and all that. No, the guy's been great. It's wonderful. And they are going to play each other a ton in that division. So, hey, I was complaining to both you guys about the lack of name brand starting pitchers. We were talking off the air, and like that, these guys are that what baseball used to be, like the big name starting pitcher. And baseball's got to find a way to get back to that. That is, I'm dating myself, but you would go to the game to see the pitching matchup. Does anyone go to a game these days with maybe one time a month, other than that, to see a pitching matchup? You don't. You don't even know who most of these guys are these days. They got to try to get back to that. It's easier said than done. But, yeah, it was a nice day for baseball.
It really was. And look, baseball's on the uptick right now. They're doing things right. Ben, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy betting on Major League Baseball. And we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Yes, exactly. Thanks, guys.
Ben Maller with us here on 96.5 The Fan joins us every Thursday, brought to you by our good friends over at The Landing in Liberty. And Ben kind of picking up the pieces of everything that went on. And he was talking about Jerry Jones and not Jerry Jones, but Robert Kraft during his show last night. And I asked him the question. I'll ask you guys the question. Do either of these guys see another championship in their lifetime? And if so, which team would you choose, the Dallas Browns or the New England Patriots, to win that next championship? Because I think I'm Ben. If I'm a betting man, which I am, I think it's going to be New England has a better shot to win a championship than where Dallas is right now.
Neither one.
Yeah, I don't think either one is. No. Yeah. But, I mean, I have no faith in the Dallas Cowboys whatsoever.
I have more faith in the Cowboys than the Patriots.
Yeah, I don't. Cowboys don't have a coach or a quarterback. I'm interested in Drake May, and I really, 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 really like the head coach in New England.
Vrabel's awesome.
I just, there's something about him, man. There's no reason. There's no evidence. I just love Mike Vrabel as a head coach, and I think he's the perfect fit in New England.
Yeah, evidence.
I think you have.
Evidence.
I think you have the opposite conversation for both teams at the two places that you just mentioned. I think we have the known in Dak Prescott. I think Dak Prescott is a top 10, top 11 quarterback. I really do believe that. You have one of the best wide receivers in the NFL's game today in CeeDee Lamb. Mm-hmm. They brought in George Pickens. We'll see.
Who decided not to show up to his kid's football camp the other day, too. What a douche.
And then in New England, you have what you know as a head coach. You have a hard, red-ass head coach in Mike Vrabel. But we have an unknown in Drake May. We have 9 games, 10 games of Drake May. Mm-hmm. Okay? And half of those games, did the games really matter?
No.
Yeah, he won one game.
So we have an unknown at quarterback, but a known at coach. And in Dallas, we have a known quarterback, but we have an unknown coach.
Which would you rather have, a known coach or an unknown quarterback?
The quarterback.
You'd rather have the known quarterback than the
Absolutely.
Coach?
Absolutely. I want the guy that's going to touch the ball every single play, that has control of the game for every second of the game that they're on offense.
It's a hard question.
To be the one that has more known.
I think you're right.
Because
let me ask you this. If you had Brian Schottenheimer on the Chiefs and Andy Reid on the Cowboys, what team would you go with?
Cowboys.
Not a chance.
I would, because Andy Reid. Andy Reid makes everybody look good. He won with Kevin Cobb. He won with Michael Vick out of prison. He won with Donovan McNabb. He won with Alex Smith. I'm taking Andy Reid over the quarterback every single day. That's such a bad question for all of us, because Andy Reid is like an outlier to everything, right? Mahomes is that outlier to everything. But the coach, I saw the difference. I think we all saw the difference. Andy Reid came in and took a 2-14 team. Made some changes, obviously, but a lot of those same guys came back. They went 11-5 the next year. They went from 2-14 to 11-5, and they flipped that head coach. Obviously, there were other things that they changed.
But there's no argument that Mahomes put him over the top.
No question. And that's the great case study about Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
With all those Eagle quarterbacks you mentioned, lost in the playoffs, lost in the NFC Championship game.
Right.
Lost in the Super Bowl.
But always won. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean, like, McCarthy won last year.
Yeah.
And Dax won. I mean, they win, but like, did they win? Yeah. Like, Andy Reid lost in the playoffs in the first round 3 straight years in a row.
Yeah,
Andy, Mahomes comes to the picture. They go to the AFC Championship game and they haven't looked back since.
Right, I know. Andy put the Chiefs over the hump. Mahomes put Andy Reid over the hump. Does that make sense? I think they were great for each other. It's perfect marriage. Like, I don't know that we've seen, like, Phil and Michael, obviously, we talk about all the time as a great marriage in sports. But man, Joe Torre and Derek Jeter may be a great marriage. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes may be the best marriage that, when it's all said and done, that we're ever going to see in sports. You know,
Pop and Tim are good.
Really good marriage right there. Yep.
Brady and Belichick.
Yep.
That's a good marriage.
But that got divorced.
But you can still have a 20-year marriage and the 18 of them were awesome.
Yeah.
And just sometimes people fall out of love.
Sure.
And they fall in love with a 22-year-old college student who goes to North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. 1, 2, 3.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Usually I know where I'm going to start, but right now I don't know. I've got so much good headlines to talk to you guys about. Not going to do that. Tyreek Hill did, though. That's a good segue.
Dog.
We'll start with Tyreek Hill. He wants to be in Miami now. Here's the audio.
Oh, he does?
I want to be in Miami, dog. My mindset is being in Miami. Coach McDaniel, the franchise, the community, they have done a great job of just standing beside who I am as a man, as a player. I don't even got to be the highest paid, man. I just want to win ball games and take advantage of being in this great organization of the Dolphins, dog. The Bills, though. Yeah. Always. It's always
that's the
mindset,
Bills.
Dog. I want to beat them so bad, dog.
Tyreek, you're fake.
Yeah, I heard that, and I remember where I was. I was taking a dump when I heard that, and that's exactly what that comment is worth. Because that's Tyreek Hill trying to convince himself.
It's just horseradish.
So your one word's dump?
Dump, yeah.
Like horseradish.
Yeah, my one word is horseradish. Tyreek, we know what you're doing, buddy. It's not funny anymore. Nah. It's not cute. It never was. Look, man, you can't get traded unless you put up production. You can't put up production unless people like you. And if people hate you because you don't want to be a good teammate, then you're not going to get the ball, which means you're not going to make production, which means people are going to think you're, I don't know, Carrington, washed.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, you're not going to be getting that trade. So I'd say that's horseradish, man. F the Bills. What have the Bills ever done to you? You've done nothing but break their heart as a receiver for the Chiefs. You're irrelevant. You're washed.
I'll ask you the question on the air that I asked you guys the other day. What do you think happens? What do you think there's more of? Tyreek Hill wins against Buffalo or Chiefs Super Bowls from here on out?
Chiefs Super Bowls.
Yeah, I do too. I think Miami's they're a dumpster fire right
now. Bad. Yeah,
that's Tyreek Hill trying to convince himself that, you know, it's a good situation in Miami after spending all offseason the end of last year, you know, complaining about everything.
I want out, man. Peace.
Yeah. I love this team.
I love this team. Can't even say his coach's name right.
And then he tells they're standing by me of who I am as a man.
Yeah. Who is that?
Who's that?
Because, okay. Yeah. Whatever.
Sperm donor.
Horseradish for sure, but one thing that I hope isn't horseradish, Jason and Travis Kelce had Trey Smith on. They talked about Josh Simmons. Whew. Get ready.
Josh Simmons, to me, watching the tape in college, it was absurd. Yeah. Like the athletic ability and size. Trav knows because I've been watching this dude.
I've been preaching my eyes on him. You already know. I've seen it. He was playing defensive end as just like a scout team defensive end. And he was just playing this gap, but he was being a pro. He was being locked in and being a pro. And I felt that man's hands grab me. And I was like, all right. I got to come with it. Even when he's just giving the looks, I got to make sure I'm got my feet planted, man.
I've watched a lot of these linemen coming out the last few years. This kid, I mean, he is the closest thing I've seen to like a Trent Williams or like a Jason, like that next level, like strength and athleticism.
Bob? I know that I'm hard.
You stole my word.
Hard?
Sports horny, baby.
There you go. No doubt.
Men's wieners.
Yeah, that's something, man. The way that Travis talks about him, because
they announced Josh Simmons, offensive tackle from Ohio State.
I hate this pick, actually. Don't like it.
It's a big bundle of suck dust, man.
I love Jay with all my heart. I'm going to go with the Kelces on this one. Yeah. I think Jay was probably like that. We all have those things. Like, I wanted Alex Gordon cut in 2011 after opening day and he struck out, right? We all have those stupid things that we say that we're going to regret later. I really do hope Jay regrets this one and this kid goes out there and dominates. And I'm not speaking for Jay, but I will say he probably thought because of the injury where this team is, he didn't want to deal with maybes. He wanted to deal with somebody that was going to be ready to go. And this guy now seems like he will be ready to go. And everybody will be talking about it being the biggest steal of the draft if he is like Trent Williams, like, you know, Kelce said he was.
Yeah, I'll say amazing, right? Or Veach. Everybody's going to pass on this dude? You're still going to pass on this dude? Hey, Philadelphia's calling. They want to trade up. Real quick, are you taking Josh Simmons? No. Why would we do that? Yeah. You can have it.
Right.
So we'll see. I mean, that's one that we'll see because, I mean, that's their biggest need. And if they're saying Trent Williams and Travis Kelce, who's 6'7", 260 pounds, is saying that hands got him and locked him still, all right, man. Sign me up. So,
hey, baby. How you doing?
We had some. How long have you been hot?
Exactly. NBA draft.
I don't think that.
NBA draft was last night. Cooper Flagg was the number one pick. ESPN doesn't even know who he is.
That's good.
Welcome back to SportsCenter. You're looking at Cooper Flagg, and in just over an hour from now, that is not Cooper Flagg at all, actually. Nope. That is quite famously Ace Bailey. There's Cooper Flagg. I was going to say, that's not him either.
Nope,
that's not Cooper Flagg.
One word on the NBA draft.
Terrible. That's embarrassing. Like, we do it as a joke, right? It's fun. Ha, ha, ha. It's our medium talk radio. Fun. They didn't know. She did not know. She had no clue who the players were. That's embarrassing. ESPN should be ashamed of that broadcast.
So the Portland Trailblazers select Colin Coward here. This is a young man with the ultimate bet on yourself story.
It is.
Yeah, that's him today.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I could do the show with you, J-Mac, but I'm too busy playing for the Blazers. That's who they drafted. It is me. It's who it is. They want me to do that.
If he doesn't milk the hell out of this thing today, he's doing it wrong, right?
And then he'll do this. The analogy of me getting drafted the NBA and playing with these young kids is Belichick and Jordan.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense, but it is. Yes. It is what it is. That's who I am. I'm a player.
It's great. I love it. Colin ESPN. Cowan.
Fumbled was what I would say the one word is for
just
ESPN.
Just bad.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.